There was quite a lot in that chapter, and it was difficult to work out what to focus on. But one thing that struck me was when Jesus said, "It's easier to heal than forgive." And I thought, really? Surely forgiveness can't be that difficult, can it? When I reflected on the text, I had a somewhat bizarre picture that I'd like to share with you. Imagine the scene. Four men bring their paralyzed friend to Jesus because they've heard he's a healer. They know he can heal their friend, but such is their faith that, finding themselves unable to gain entrance through the crowded house, through the door, they make a hole in the roof to lower their friend, and they lay him at Jesus' feet. Now, knowing the faith that these people have in his ability to heal, what does he do? Nothing. But instead says that his sins are forgiven. Now, can you imagine going to your doctor, expecting him to deal with your pain? Or a dentist with a raging toothache to be told, your sins are forgiven? Let's be honest. We would all be a little baffled and perplexed if that happened, wouldn't we? And no doubt, we would wonder what right the medic had to make a statement like that. This confusion must be how the audience present in our narrative felt. They must have surely wondered what was going on. And who was this healer who thought that he had the authority to forgive sins? Surely that authority belonged to God alone. Scripture tells us that throughout his ministry, Jesus did a lot of healing. And this was probably because he understood that the Jews would have believed that illness and sin went hand in hand. So he understood the importance of healing to the Jews. Yet I'm not sure that he healed everyone he came across. His initial intention was not to heal the paralyzed man. So perhaps we shouldn't expect our prayers for healing to be answered each time. See, healing is not a right that we have. It's a gift granted by the Father. And sometimes healing comes about as a result of forgiveness. Jesus makes a somewhat unusual statement that it is easier to heal someone than to forgive him. Now that's quite drastic, isn't it? Jesus' point probably was that neither forgiving sins nor healing is easy for mankind. Both are equally impossible for people, yet they are equally possible for God. So I found myself asking myself, can it be that hard to forgive? We forgive people every day, don't we? But where do we draw the line? When does it become difficult to forgive? When do we need to ask for help and grace in forgiveness? Alexander Pope, the 18th century poet, wrote, "To err is human, to forgive divine." And so, using a bit of artistic license, let's look at forgiveness as an act of witness. In May 1981, a lone assassin shot the late Pope John Paul. The would-be assassin was caught and sentenced to life in prison. Yet, once the Pope had recovered, He visited his assassin in prison and forgave him. For 19 years, they maintained contact, visiting and writing. Some reports go as far as saying that they struck up a friendship. John Paul showed the people he led how to be Christ-like and forgive, even when perhaps it doesn't come easy. In the year 2000, the Pope asked for his would-be assassin to be released. Remembrance Day, 1987, Enniskillen. A day that started like any other. Gordon Wilson, a Methodist draper, was with his daughter Marie when there was an explosion. Gordon lost his daughter as a result of that bombing. Yet within hours of being pulled out of the rubble himself, he was on national TV stating that he bore no ill will against the bomber. What a witness he was to his faith. He not only forgave them, but he prayed for them. It would have been so easy to dwell on the loss of his daughter and the person that she would have become. It would have been so easy to have become bitter and twisted. Instead, he became known as a peace campaigner in Northern Ireland until he passed away. He not only forgave, but he tried to prevent other parents feeling the loss that he did. Gordon's act of forgiveness was discussed for 30 years. And there are still debates about whether he was right to forgive. And I'm sure the debate will continue for years to come. Both these men prove to us Jesus' words can be true. That sometimes it's easier to heal someone than it is to forgive them. So finally, let's look at how forgiveness is good for the soul. Because when it comes to the crunch, to the big things, the things in life that really matter, you know, the ones that hurt, forgiveness doesn't come easy. But it's a battle we must keep fighting. Because unless we forgive people, we remain stuck in a negative place, holding on to the hurt and anguish that's been caused. Forgiveness is in our interest, not just the person who has hurt us. But Jesus must feel as though his audience doesn't quite believe him. Because having forgiven the paralyzed man, he then tells them to take up his mat and walk. But perhaps the reason Jesus chose to pardon the paralyzed man was that since the broken relationship with God led to a broken world, many Jews believed that sin and sickness went hand in hand, as did healing and forgiveness. Yet, on a different occasion, in John's Gospel, Jesus warns his disciples not to assume that behind every illness lies personal sin. When Jesus pardoned the paralyzed man, his relationship with God was restored. And Jesus had confirmed that Isaiah's promised salvation, which includes God's forgiving Israel's sin, had begun. This opening confrontation anticipates what Jesus will do for all in laying down his life. By healing the paralyzed man, Jesus fulfilled Isaiah's prophecy that God had promised. that when Jesus came, he would come as Israel's king and mighty one. And the lame would be blessed and their sins forgiven. Jesus, having already forgiven the man's sins, demonstrates the truth of his claim by doing the second impossible thing, commanding the man to walk. How important is the issue of forgiveness to Jesus? It should come as no surprise that it doesn't appear just in this narrative. A quick search on Bible Gateway shows that Jesus' ministry of forgiveness is mentioned some 6,654 times in the New Testament. In fact, the central feature of Jesus' ministry was his declaration that believers' sins were forgiven through their faith in him. And we learn that in the Old Testament, God's forgiveness stands out as a central theme. While in the New Testament, Jesus instructs his disciples to forgive not 7 times, but 70 times 7 in Matthew's Gospel. In other words, we should not count the number of times we forgive. Luke qualifies this teaching saying, if there is repentance, you must forgive. And of course, the Lord's Prayer has that significant line, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. As a unique and sinless Son of God, Jesus offers the forgiveness of sins to those who come to faith in him. In our narrative, though this physical healing was thrilling, the more significant event was the pardon. From the time of Adam, humanity had struggled under the curse of sin. But now, deliverance has come. As a human being, the man who had been healed from his paralysis would one day, once again, weaken and eventually die. But the mercy of Christ would endure forever. We know that the issue of forgiveness was so important to our Savior that he took it all the way to the cross, dying to atone for our sins. In the 20th century illustrations on forgiveness that we looked at earlier, both parties tried to repair the damaged relationship. And where possible, that's always the ideal situation. But we don't live in an ideal world. So if you're involved in a broken relationship, ask yourself, is there any way I can forgive this person that has hurt me without the relationship being restored yet? I'd like us to spend a moment or two to reflect on whether there is anyone in our life that we have never quite forgiven. Someone we hold a grudge against, perhaps. It might be someone that hurt us recently or a long time ago. So in the next moment or so, ask the question, is this someone I need to forgive? And if so, do I need help to do so? Because it's only when we have forgiven that we can be set free of any hurt holding us back. Amen.